It's time for Event News Update. I'm Ray Coob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And when you need to know.
Well, get bent, turkey.
In recent weeks, Marcus, we've been reporting about the possibility of who would be the drummer in the Foo Fighters moving forward. And the answer seems to be, at least for now, two different people.
And we've been talking about this subject not when we're recording, and Matt Cameron's name has come up a few times in that discussion. And then Angels and Airwaves drummer Adam Willard also has shown up in the discussion. And according to press, the Foos have been working with a number of musicians close to Taylor and the band over the past few months. So who knows what to expect at this point, but it will be exciting and fun, guaranteed.
Show starts soon, so I imagine we'll get the answer before too very long. This is great news for anybody who loves Duran Duran. Andy Taylor returning to work.
For the past few years, he's been battling stage 4 prostate cancer, and we're doing a great job in the battle against cancer in most cases. Hopefully, he continues to be ahead of the disease and beats it.
So Andy's going to be in on the new record. I think everybody's pretty excited about that. Looking forward to hearing what Duran Duran is up to. Marcus, we knew it was coming eventually, but it dropped right in our lap this week. The new record from Mammoth WVH, including the first track.
The new album, Mammoth 2, drops on August 4th, and his new single, Another Celebration at the End of the World, is pretty solid. I recommend you check the video out on YouTube.
There's two versions out there, the video itself and then a long version, which is like a mini film surrounding the whole project as Wolfgang appears to be struggling with himself. It's kind of cool. Check it out. We've been talking a little bit off the podcast and on about the absence of Larry Mullen on upcoming U2 shows. Now, his partner in crime on the bass, ladies and gentlemen, Adam Clayton speaking up. He told Billboard, "I don't know what it's going to be like. I haven't played with anyone else before. I know playing with Larry Mullen, he always made me sound good. And that was half the job done. So it might just keep us on our toes." Here's the thing. The one time they didn't play a show together, it was Adam who went down for the count with the flu or something. One show. We're talking about every night now.
Up until this Larry Mullen thing, only one show without an original member in 40-plus years. And I'm curious to hear how it'll sound with their friends stepping in.
To be continued. This next story started as news that it was happening, and by the end of the week, we found out that Bruce Springsteen had already received the National Medal of Arts from President Joe Biden. A sweet award at this point in his life and career. Bruce and the E Street Band continue their tour through mid-April here in the United States. During the entire ticket fee kerfuffle that's been going on nationally and globally in the last year or two, everyone has said something, but no one has done something. I would like to say that every artist that wants to figure out how to get it done should call The Cure's Robert Smith, because he's done it, Marcus. He's gotten a Ticketmaster fee refund for the fans.
I know, that was such a cool thing that Robert Smith did, and the fact that he stood up to Ticketmaster makes a big difference. The cost in charges is absolutely ridiculous.
My favorite fee was on top of the, here, we charge you this for buying the ticket, which was too high. They charged you a convenience fee on top of it, and then other things. It's ridiculous, and I'm glad that Smith spoke up, and maybe this is the turning of the tide. You posted this story in the rundown for Bent News this week, Marcus. I am so excited to see the headline. New Devo documentary film announced. Hello.
Yeah, not much is really known about it because in the past, Devo has rejected the idea of doing a film or a documentary about them. But they really like what Chris Smith presented to them, and they're moving forward with it. It is a mixture of interviews, archival footage, and Devo will explore the group's formation in the wake of the Kent State massacre.
Picture, if you will, my friend, that you and I are Elton John and Bernie Taupin, and we're doing a joint interview about our songwriting career together, and you start telling this fantastical tale about the source of the song Rocket Man being a story inside of Ray Bradbury's The Illustrated Man. As Elton John, I would have said, what? How could he not have known that for 40 years, man?
I guess they had this unspoken acceptance where sometimes they just didn't ask questions, or maybe Elton John interpreted it differently by the way it was presented and by the way he presented it.
I can't think of a better name for a memoir for the great Sly Stone than Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again, because that song epitomized his success and maybe some of his insanity too. A new book coming out this fall about one of our favorite topics that we have not yet set to an episode on the Imbalanced History, Marcus.
I am looking forward to this book because I want to get into the mind of Sly Stone in some way.
Look at
what a genius. It was written in collaboration with Ben Greenman. Ben Greenman has also worked on memoirs with George Clinton, Brian Wilson, and Gene Simmons. And Questlove is doing the foreword on Thank You as well.
It must be deep in process because they're talking about those things and because it's scheduled to come out on October 17th. Here's one from our They Must Have Buried the Hatchet Department, Marcus. The Sisters Wilson going on tour.
This is great news. They can still perform at a high level, and let's hope that they have fully buried the hatchet and are able to come to agreement on who will be performing the heart material with them.
Let's hope the disagreements don't rear their ugly head as well. Good luck, ladies, because we love you. Marcus, I got to tell you, our friends who do the Shout It Out Loud podcast are going to be freaking out because that's going to be the name of the new Netflix series. We're assuming it'll be a series because you know how Gene likes to keep things concise. Doc McGee, the band's manager, confirming that Netflix has purchased the rights to make a biopic of Kiss covering those first important 4 years.
The biopic that never ends. I'm sure they're doing a lot of filming of their final tour as well, so that that can be included in part 27 of the biopic.
And Gene's lining up the sequel, which will be them at the Sphere. And by the way, after their deadline at Louder Sound, Paul Stanley confirming that it's true. News from the Moody Blues camp, a box set on the way to our children's children's children, Expanded. Coming out in May, Marcus, on the 12th.
I am looking forward to hearing the expanded version of this. When we did our episode on the Moody Blues, it was my first chance to really dig deep into them. And what a wonderful band, and what beautiful music as well. Beautiful songs from them. This box set also includes the band's Royal Albert Hall show from December of 1969.
A must-have for the Moodies in your life. Sad loss this week, Marcus. Mick Slattery, founder, guitarist of Hawkwind, has gone to the great beyond at age 77. Apparently it happened on March 17th after a short illness. A member of the Parliaments and one of the founding members of Parliament Funkadelic, Fuzzy Haskins, passed this week at age 81.
And Bootsy Collins tweeted on Fuzzy's passing, "Prayers go out to Clarence Fuzzy Haskins' family and friends. We lost his frequency today. We will miss you, my friend, bandmate, and soul brother. Thank you for your guidance in my pup years."
One of the great stories about the journey home from Woodstock involves the couple that was on the cover of the Woodstock album. The Urkelines, right? Everybody got to know them over the years, and the story of how Nick and Bobby Kelly met that day, stayed together, got married, and spent a life together, bonded at Woodstock. Until this week, Marcus, Bobby Kelly Urkeline passed away, and it's just one of those things, together their whole life, ever since that moment that was captured for the world.
Can you imagine the time you met at a musical event so huge that your meeting was forever immortalized in a photo for an album cover? Wow.
Etched in our minds forever. At least there's a good story to that one this week, Marcus, because honestly, the rest in peace section of the Bent News Update is a little tough sometimes. Let's get moving forward to the end and wrap up this Bent News Update. Monday, it's all about 50 years ago and the albums that are turning 50 here in 2023. And this is a wild, fun ride for both of us.
Can you believe how many great albums were released in 1973?
When I looked at that list initially, I couldn't believe how many amazing albums, not just albums, but amazing albums were all released in those 12 months. It's going to be a fun ride. Let's take it together Monday, wherever you get your podcasts. April is Punk Rock Month. Marcus, I know you're excited. We've already got our episodes about the Dead Kennedys and Black Flag in the works. Then we're going to do a re-release of our Sex Pistols episode, which was also great from last Punk Rock Month. And then we're working on the Plasmatics for week 4. It could be our finest Punk Rock Month yet.
Punk Rock Month will be a blast. It's been a blast getting ready for, and I can't wait to share these episodes with you.
And that's going to do it from the Dark Duck Media Studios. I'm Ray Koob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
This is Bent News, and when you need to know,
you must get bent.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.